come unto me. All ye who labor, come unto me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke, it is easy, and my burden, it is light. Come unto me and rest.
Past 24 hours, I've invited you to think about texts or quotes or poems regarding rest and to bring them to this space, and we'll share them together. And so at this time, anyone who has a reading of any kind, there's a microphone in the middle of the floor, and we'll glean from the collective wisdom of the community with whatever has been brought.
My friend Jacob told me this story. When Sheila and I were married, her grandparents gave us a brand new washer and dryer. It was a very generous gift, and we were very grateful to receive such a blessing for our new home. But when they presented them to us, her grandfather explained that this was a Jewish washer and dryer. "What makes them Jewish?" I asked naively. Sheila's grandfather replied with a twinkle, "They won't work on the Sabbath." Sabbath can only begin if we close the factory, turn out the lights, turn off the computer, and withdraw from the concerns of the marketplace. Choose at least one heavily used appliance or device, the telephone, television, computer, washer, and dryer, and let them rest for a Sabbath period, whether it is a morning, an afternoon, or the entire day. Surrender to a quality of time when you will not be disturbed, seduced, or responsive to what our technologies have to offer. Notice how you respond to its absence. From Rumi, "What I want is to leap out of this personality and then to sit apart from that leaping, for I've lived too long where I can be reached."
from Psalm 4. O Lord, you have put gladness in my heart, more gladness than when grain and wine abound. So in peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O God, make me rest secure.
When you yield to God, then you can rest, because it's up to God and not up to us.
From Hildegard of Bingen. The word is living, being, spirit, all greening, all creativity. This word manifests itself in every creature.
When I think about rest, I think about my mom, and when she was in her early 20s, she and her sister backpacked across Europe before there was cell phones and internet, and was terrified when I came to Holden, because how would we communicate? And I just was like, how did you communicate with your parents? And I didn't trust myself to be able to memorize Psalm, or to remember to recite Psalm 23, so I'm just going to read it, because that is how I think about rest. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. She'd recite that when they were looking for places to rest, and they might have been in old World War II ditches, in a park they weren't supposed to, in somebody's home, but regardless, they found rest on their journey.
I have a poem here. It's titled Lying on the Floor by a person named Nina Lindsay. And I found this poem when I had a tough job before. I actually found it a few weeks before I got laid off from this job. So the poem is Lying on the Floor. You, Beethoven. I mean to say, Mr. Beethoven, I don't get it. I spend the day removing obstacles. Me and all my neighbors, we've covered all the bases. But behind our backs, on the phone, the sun still going up and down. There are those who hurt so leisurely, like signing their name, like serving the fruit. Me and all my friends and enemies, each of us on one side of night or the other. The world laid out as neatly as our desires and obligations. Yet, doing our elaborate coming home at the end of the day dances, we see nothing. The hawk is spiraling so beautifully, the lime tree gleaming with barbs, the ocean watching our piles of stones. So, until both ends of night wash up on the same shore, we each lie on our floor, imagining no end tonight and listening to our own damn music.
is also a poem I did not write, but I don't have who wrote it here, and I will get that for you next time you see me. Only in sleep I see their faces, children I played with when I was a child. Louise comes back with her brown hair braided, Annie with ringlets warm and wild. Only in sleep time is forgotten. What may have come to them, who can know? Yet we played last night as long ago, and the dollhouse stood at the turn of the stair. The years had not sharpened their smooth, round faces. I met their eyes and found them mild. Do they too dream of me, I wonder? And for them am I too a child.
So I'd like to share with you a song that I first heard at a song circle that has given me a lot of peace and a lot of rest. And I've never shared it before anyone before, so I'm a little nervous. Trees grow slow, and trees grow strong, and trees sway in the wind their whole lives long, and trees hold the ground as they reach toward the sky, and fallen trees still feed the seeds they cast before they die. And it goes in a round like that. Thank you.
This is a blessing that I often close with when I meet with a person. And it's a blessing of renewal, and which I feel is very closely linked to rest. May the Lord guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you will be like a watered garden, a spring of water whose waters never run dry. Amen.
Deep peace of the running waves. Deep peace of the running waves.
Deep peace of the flowing air.
Deep peace of the flowing air.
Deep peace of the shining stars to you.
Deep peace of the shining stars to you.
Deep peace of the quiet earth.
The quiet earth, deep peace of the running waves, deep peace of the flowing air, deep peace of the shining stars to you.
On the altar, there's some paper, and there are markers, and there are some prompts on the paper. And I invite us now into a time of prayer where you're invited to go to the altar. And there are questions like, who in your life needs rest that you could be praying for? Write their names on the paper. What place in your body needs rest? Name that and pray for it in the writing. What about our community needs rest right now? What in the creation needs rest right now? So I invite you into a time of reflection. There will be music, and you're invited to just get up as you like and go to grab a marker and write your prayers.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, support us all the day long of this troubled life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed. The fever of life is over and our work is done. Then, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging and a holy rest and peace at the last. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we'll close with hymn 565 in your red hymnals. 565. In peace, rest in God. Thanks be to God.